Hello world and welcome back. This is Carrie Go by Cutica Health with your host, Aman. Today, I'll be talking about your eye health. Common eye signs not to miss. What are some signs that your eyes are not as healthy as they should be? But before that, let me start by saying that eyes are a very important pair of organs in the body, with some describing it as the window to the soul. And it is the window through which we interact with the world. The eyes not only serve as the organ of sight, it is also an organ of balance through visual input. The eye enables seeing by light detection, night vision, focus, and depth perception. Now, the eyes are very sensitive with certain harmful events capable of damaging them. This brings to the fore the importance of safeguarding the eyes from childhood to adulthood. Like I said before, I'll be sharing with you common eye signs not to miss. So, let's go into it. What are some signs that suggest something sinister going on with the eyes? Well, stay with me. Number one, cat eye reflex. See, during childhood, a lot of sinister conditions can present with striking features, and the recognition of such features can be life-saving. A good example is the cat's eye reflex, also called white pupil reflex, which is usually a sign for retinoblastoma, a type of cancer of the eye. This reflex occurs when the affected pupil, which is the black of the eyes, when the affected pupil shines brightly white in light instead of the normal red reflection. And let's move forward to number two, white speck in the eye. Another sign includes the white speck in the eye, which could signify cataracts, which can be devastating if not properly managed. This is because during development of children, the eyes develop by inputs from the external environment. And if there is any obstruction to the inputs from external environment, the eyes fail to develop properly, which leads to the development of what is called the lazy eye. Let's move forward to number three, refractive error. Now, during adolescence and adulthood, signs such as itching, watering, and squinting are common signs of refractive errors, which has to do with long and short-sightedness. Now, some other signs include sitting close to the television or tilting the head to one side. The child would need corrective glasses to repair the error. Let's move forward to number four, painful red eyes. Signs such as red eyes, swollen eyelids, and eye pain could be signs of infectious processes going on in the eyes. This should necessitate presentation to a hospital as soon as possible, as some damage can be irreversible. And last but not the least on the eye signs not to miss, I'll be sharing with you today, painful or painless eyes with blurred vision. If your eye pain comes with changes in vision such as blurred vision, narrowed vision, seeing halos or rings, floaters, seeing flashes of light, or sudden painful or painless loss of vision, it could suggest more serious eye conditions such as glaucoma, cataracts, retinal detachment, and more. Other eye signs include night blindness, dry eye, headaches, and eye discharge. Glaucoma, cataracts, and diabetic eye disease remains the commonest cause of eye signs among the adult population. These signs herald potentially debilitating conditions, but prompt management ensures that these eye signs do not progress more than it should, and in some cases, it can also attain regression of some disease process. So, identifying it requires vigilance and swift action, as is appropriate for health-related issues, and it is required even more in these situations. Vision loss in children and adults can be devastating, and it could result in significant morbidity and loss of manpower for economic development. This is why the eyes should be protected at all costs. Make sure you take note of the things going on with your eye so you can spot the signs early on and go see a doctor for immediate treatment. That's all I have for you today. Thank you so much for joining me. Now, for more information on health-related topics like this, simply log on to www.cuticahealth.com. That is cuticahealth.com. And for more episodes like this, find us on your podcast platforms like Spotify, Amazon, and Apple Podcasts at Carrigo by Cutica Health. I hope you always stay alive, healthy, and kicking. Don't forget, this is still Carrigo by Cutica Health, and I am still your host, Aman. I'll see you next time.